Lawmakers are back in Raleigh today for the start of the General Assembly's short session, and they're not letting the short time frame keep them from tackling major changes. Republican leaders are considering more tax cuts, how to boost teacher pay, handle coal ash, whether to continue incentives for film, and much more. WFAE's Lisa Miller and Ben Bradford join me to discuss what we should expect. Good morning, guys.
Hey,
good morning.
Kevin.
We'll start with you, Lisa. Both House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger say raising teacher pay is a priority. So how much of a raise are teachers likely to see?
The numbers we're hearing from Governor Pat McCrory is that all teachers would get at least a 2% pay raise. Those who have been on the job just a few years would be getting something closer to a 7% pay raise. But, of course, state lawmakers have their own minds on this, especially after they heard that it's looking like a $445 million budget revenue shortfall. I spoke with Representative Craig Horn of Union County following the governor's announcement last week, and here's what he had to say.
Show me the money. As an appropriations guy, I've got to be able to strike a balance between income and outgo. I can't spend, I will not spend more money than we have.
Now, the governor says he plans to lay out those numbers this week.
So does he still want to stick to the plan to lower income tax rates next year?
Yep. The plan is still to lower the tax rate for corporations to 5% next year and then taking just a smidge off of individuals' income tax as well.
Yeah, this is part of that large tax overhaul that the legislature passed last year. At the same time, there's also a couple of proposals out there that would limit the amount that cities and counties can control their tax rates. So, for instance, there's this business license tax, and it provides about 3.5% of Charlotte's revenue. It's $17, $19 million. They want to cut it and make it a flat $100 tax for businesses. The legislature wants to do that. And that would cut that revenue in half. And Charlotte's fighting that, as are some of the other large cities here. There's also another one. It's actually in an energy bill that would cap how much cities and counties can raise their property tax in any given year. It would say they can't raise it more than 8%.
Yeah, it's not a legislative session unless there's a good tug of war between cities and counties and the state. Another item in that regard are trees. There's a push to strip cities and counties of the authority to remove, replace, preserve trees on private property. And Charlotte has a whole lot of those regulations.
Well, we know we love our trees in Charlotte.
Of course we do.
So the state also has a big decision to make on film incentives.
Yeah, that's right. One of the reasons that we've drawn so much film here over the past few years is because we have a very generous film incentive. Essentially, companies can get 25% of what they spend back from the state with a cap of $20 million. And that actually is more money than those companies are paying here in taxes. So obviously there's some benefit as well. But the big question is, you know, do you keep providing this generous incentive or do you let the industry go away, which is, you know, to a large degree what will happen. So we'll see that play out this time.
And then there's a host of policy issues outside of the budget. What else is happening on the education front?
Well, lawmakers could decide to repeal the Common Core. Those are basically a set of standards for what kids need to know. And there was a legislative task force last month who basically decided they should recommend repealing the Common Core and replacing them with a set of standards that a commission of people appointed by the state come up with.
All right, Ben, what about energy?
Yeah, coal ash?
I vaguely remember hearing something about coal ash
right,
recently.
Right, yeah. I can't be on this program without talking about coal ash, but that is going to be one of the big topics that the legislature is going to have to address. So there seems to be a lot of agreement on the bones of a plan. And what that is that there are four places. The Riverbend Steam Station is one of them, which is on Mountain Island Lake, right above Charlotte's drinking water, where the ash would be removed. Duke is already kind of committed to removing that. The criticism of the proposal is that there's not a timeline for what to do with ash outside of those four plants, including Riverbend. There's also, just quickly want to mention, fracking. There's a bill going forward. It's that energy bill that we talked about that has the property tax cap. That bill contains a whole bunch of stuff. One thing it would do, the committee making the rules for fracking, it would give them a three-month extension. And they say that's because they expect thousands, maybe even 10,000 public comments. And they won't have time to address that. It also strengthens some things. For instance, what companies have to disclose about what they're pumping into the ground. The states would control that information.
Overhauling Medicaid has been a big topic of discussion. Are lawmakers planning to tackle that this session?
Well, that's one thing it appears lawmakers have decided to put off. Last week, Berger said they may have to wait until 2015 for that.
You know, and these are all just kind of the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that's out there. There's the legislature's going to have to decide what to do about this new public-private partnership for encouraging economic development and controlling economic development dollars. There's drones. And then, of course, there's puppy mills. Safety standards for dog breeders, and this is something that the governor's wife, Ann McCrory, has championed, and they're going to be addressing that, we think, this session.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. WFAE's Ben Bradford and Lisa Miller.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.